You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. A new organics composting facility recently opened in Anderson, California, a small town in Shasta County about 10 miles south of Redding. This is the first large-scale commercial composting site of its kind in the region. The new facility is supported in part by a $10 million CalRecycle Organics grant. The composting facility is expected to process yard waste and food scraps from around Shasta County and the surrounding communities. Joining the exchange to tell us more is Jessica Jones, the Area General Manager of Waste Management, also known as WM of Northern California and Nevada. WM owns and operates the new composting facility. Welcome, Jessica.
Thank you.
So let's start with understanding the work you do at WM and your role as Area General Manager.
As the Area General Manager, I oversee operations in Northern California and Nevada. And I also, one of the lines of business that I oversee is our composting operations, which is the facility we just built in Anderson.
So tell me about this new composting facility. How big is it? What's it supposed to do?
Well, it's very large. It's one of our larger composting operations that we have in WM. It's designed to compost around 70,000 tons a year of organic materials. We've built large pads and then ponds that could control runoff from rainwater that hits the facility. And we ensure that we contain all of the organic material that we receive at the facility on the engineered systems that we built.
Well, when you say 70,000 tons, I'm guessing 70,000 tons a year. Can you put that in perspective? How much composting does the average person produce?
Well, the average person, you know, typically which we've rolled out in Shasta County and the surrounding areas is the curbside collection of organics. So your green bin, if you have one of those at your home, that holds maybe 50 pounds when you fill it completely full of yard waste and food waste. So it's a lot of those. And one of our garbage trucks that picks that up, the organic materials that they bring to the composting operation, those hold around 7 tons.
Okay. And so how many area general managers are there at WM?
We're an organization that's nationwide, and so we are divided into about 17 areas. So I work in the Northern California, Nevada area, and each one of our areas throughout the country is structured like us.
And how many women are at the level that you are in management?
In my operations field, there are more and more. I'm actually an engineer by training, so I'm kind of used to being in a field that is not as well represented by women historically, but we have a lot of women coming up throughout our organization that are getting involved in operations like I have. I've had a transition from engineer to operator, which has been amazing in my career.
And overall, what's the population staff and leadership at WM? How big is this company?
Well, in our area, and all the areas are generally the same size, the people that we call in the field is about 2,500 employees, 2,500, and there's 17 of those areas. And then we also have employees at our corporation offices as well that work at the corporate level.
And you're over how many employees?
I have actually not thought about that, but I have I report to an area vice president. So I have some of the lines of business and operations, but I have our technical teams. I have about 600 employees in our recycling and organics operations in the field, and also our largest, what we call hauling company in Oakland, also is about 400 people.
And how many staff employees and leadership team members are needed to operate this composting facility?
Well, actually, at the facility itself, as it starts to ramp up production, we anticipate having obviously a supervisor, and then we have heavy equipment operators. We have people that test the process as it goes along, take temperatures, ensure the compost is being managed properly to produce a really high quality final product. So at this point, we only have 2, but we see that ramping up to 5 or 6 over time.
Okay. And so why did the state of California invest $10 million into this facility?
Well, there's a law that was called 1383, SB 1383, and it required organics to be moved from disposal in the landfill to other uses. So composting is one of the ways that we can ensure that we close the loop on materials that don't need to go for disposal, which is what we call organic material, yard waste, food waste, things like that. And since the state has this requirement now, Northern California didn't have a facility like this. So we applied for a grant to help fund this facility because, as you can see, the $10 million is, we had to put in funding as well ourselves for the equipment, the construction of the pads. It's quite extensive.
So if WM owns and operates this facility, how much did WM invest into it?
Well, we will continue to invest, but currently we invested a few million dollars in equipment and some of the initial permitting and layout of the facility. But we expect that, you know, over time we'll need to continue to replace equipment as it ages, obviously maintenance. So the operational piece is all, we're taking on those costs ourselves.
And how will this facility benefit the Anderson community in Shasta County?
Well, the most important benefit is that it allowed us to keep the rates the same as disposal, because these new operations can be quite expensive, building all this new infrastructure. So if a customer shows up at the gate with a load of yard waste, they cleaned up their yard, or they have green waste, we call it, they can bring it to the composting facility for the same price it would cost to dispose of that material. So that's one of the biggest benefits that we were able to provide.
So is this a brand new facility or is it part of an existing facility?
Well, it's located at our landfill. So the landfill's been there for many, many decades. And we were able to take part of the property that we owned at the landfill and convert it into this composting facility. We've done that at quite a few landfills throughout Northern California and Nevada. And so that being able to already have an operation on site has helped will help us manage it. It won't just be a standalone operation.
Well, tell me about the landfill itself. What goes into it? How big is it? And what's it supposed to do overall?
Well, landfills originally were created to protect the people, right? That putrescible waste, which is what organics are, the idea was to put them in a place that they wouldn't cause harm. They wouldn't rot and create vectors, we call them, and possibly make people sick. So that's the landfill itself is there to manage waste that doesn't have any other purpose or use today. Obviously, with the 1383 law, getting those organics out of the landfill is the goal because we can close the loop on those with a composting operation. But the landfill will still be there to, I mean, first, this will allow us to, the landfill will last longer. The less material we have to put in the landfill, the longer it'll be there for the community and to serve the community. So similar to the way we've moved recycling out of the landfill, now that we're moving organics out of the landfill, the tonnage will go down but it's still going to be there for decades to come. It's just allowing us to extend the life. And we take in the landfill whatever doesn't have a higher and best use.
My guest is Jessica Jones. She's the area general manager for WM of Northern California and Nevada. And she oversees the new composting facility that recently opened in Anderson, California. Now, you mentioned, Jessica, that there's a life cycle to the landfill, and the purpose of this composting is to extend that life cycle. But what happens at the end of the life cycle?
When a landfill eventually fills up, when we run out of what we call airspace, we build out to the footprint that we're allowed to put waste in and the height. Then we cap the landfill, and some parts of Anderson Landfill have already been what we call capped and closed. And we manage the landfill for as long as it could potentially impact the environment. So we collect the landfill gas that's created in the landfill. We collect the leachate, the juice basically from the breaking down garbage, and manage that. And state law actually requires that a minimum of 30 years of funding is put aside for that. But as a company, we have lots of closed landfills throughout the country, and we manage that for as long as it takes.
So tell me about the value of composting.
So as I mentioned, obviously one of the big values for the community around Anderson is that it will extend the landfill life. One of the other really big benefits is that in this facility, we're going to attempt to get this certified similar to our other composting facilities, but we're looking to use it on farms. We're looking to make it certified for use on organic farms, which is really the highest and best use of compost. And it allows, instead of using fertilizers, it takes a lot of energy to make fertilizers, and fertilizers can have negative impacts on the environment. So we can close the loop and literally return this waste material back to homeowners, farmers, anyone that's looking to rebuild the quality of their soils to produce food.
So for people who aren't familiar with composting, can you break that down for us? What does that process look like? How long does it take?
When we receive green and food materials, we grind them up in a grinder. We have what's called a high-speed grinder, so it kind of pulverizes and size reduces the material, and it creates a lot of surface area. Then we build what's called windrows, and they're just long piles. And we add water, and we want to get the right amount of water. It's exactly what you would do as a home composter, just at a very large scale. And you want to get just enough water so that the natural fungi and microbes and everything that is already there start to eat the sugars and then the woody material and break down that organic matter. And it takes, in a commercial composting operation, about 3 months in what we call active composting, where we're turning the rows every 3 days and taking temperatures and making sure that that environment is perfect. And then after that, we set it aside and we let it cure for maybe 2 or 3 more months. And then after that, we put it through what we call a trommel screen, and we pull out the smaller particles, and that's our finished compost.
And how long does that take?
Anywhere from 4 to 6 months. You want to give the compost time to really mature so that when it's added to the soil, it delivers nitrogen and other nutrients to the plants.
Okay, and so you're pulling in 70 tons of waste every year, right?
70,000, yes, when we're fully operational.
Okay, I'm sorry. I missed it exponentially. But 70,000 tons. How much food waste do you estimate will be transformed into the useful products at this facility?
Well, everything that we receive, other than if I do want to make sure I highlight this, we don't want any contamination in our material, right? Mm-hmm. So we don't want people to put plastics in there. The only thing that's man-made that's allowed is paper, because that will break down in the compost. And we turn all of that into compost, but you do lose some moisture in a tonnage type of discussion. But in yards, the material that comes in, we convert all to compost.
Okay. And so how do consumers engage with the output from this facility?
Well, the first thing we do is we work with our cities and our jurisdictions that are our customers and trying to return that product back to them if they want to use it for parks or things like that. Their own facilities. We also sell it to some resellers, and then some just consumers that want to use it, or larger scale farms. We have lots of customers, and then obviously the public. We're very, very excited to be able to sell to the public. So if a customer brings in garbage or organics through our landfill, and we can then sell them compost.
Okay, and what are some of the short-term hurdles that you need to leap?
Well, we're currently commissioning. We've opened the facility, and we've started receiving materials. So just looking to ramp up the scale of our operation. This is a brand new facility in the region. There are many people that don't even know it exists yet. So that's really one of our biggest hurdles, is to get the word out there on that we're here, that we're a resource, and also, you know, what we can receive.
And where can people go to learn more?
They can go, they can reach out to us directly at the landfill. They can go to our website, WM.com, and look up Anderson Landfill, and our composting operation will be there. They can talk to their jurisdictions. We also haul their garbage, many of our customers' waste in the region, and they can reach out to us directly.
Okay, so now California invested $10 million. I'm expecting, or I anticipate, that they will expect some return on investment over time. Do you know what that is?
Well, it's a few things. One of it is helping this region comply with state law, which was the SB 1383 I mentioned. Mm-hmm. They this law was passed and then the jurisdictions need to comply with the law. So that's the number one focus for CalRecycle, who we received the grant from. And then also the idea of getting the organics out of the landfill, it is CalRecycle's goal to reduce disposal tonnage throughout the state. So this is really what they're expecting, is for us to divert more material from disposal. And we will prove that to them over the next few years.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you so much.
My guest was Jessica Jones, Area Manager for WM of Northern California and Nevada.